This Tuesday marks the halfway point of the Czech Republic's EU presidency. On a recent visit to Brussels, I met one of the people instrumental in organising the Czechs' time at the helm, Milena Vítzenová, the Czech ambassador to the European Union. In the calm of her Brussels office, just a few days before Prague made headlines for the fall of the centre-right government coalition, Ms. Vítzenová discussed how the presidency had been going so far. For her personally, it's meant a great deal of work.
I came to Brussels the 7th of January 2008, exactly 1 year before my first ambassador's meeting. At that time, I had to at first get familiar with the surrounding, with Brussels, with the institutions, and also meet as many people as possible. So the first 6 months were dedicated to meeting people, understanding their roles, their tasks, and also preparing the staff here in our permanent representation. So that was the first part of the year 2008. The second half of the year was already dedicated to preparation of the content of our presidency. Of course, the priorities were drafted and precised also in our capital, and we always shared the view from both sides. We are responsible for almost 3,000 meetings within 6 months here in Brussels, and it meant also to organize, interpreting, and many other technical aspects.
The European Union and all of its sort of constituent bodies, it's a massive, massive organization from what I've seen over these last couple of days. Did you find it at first extremely difficult to navigate and find your way around?
Well, I knew many of European institutions because in the past I was cooperating in the field of EU relations, pre-accession program, preparation of the Ministry of Agriculture for enlargement. So I knew many people, and I would say I also understood, let's say, organization of the work of the Commission. But here I had to understand also the role of the Council and the European Parliament, which was rather difficult. So it was quite a lot to learn.
Do you think that the priorities that the Czech Republic went into its European presidency with have sort of in fact become the priorities of the presidency, or do you think that fate has meant that the Czech government has had to focus on a lot of other things?
I was surprised to which extent our priorities were very well chosen and very well prepared. We had our three E's: energy, mostly energy security, economy, and external relations. And already the first days of our presidency and unexpected crises were clearly supported our choice. We were responsible for many difficult discussions in order to overcome the energy crisis, to find a solution, to explain it more precisely, to discuss it with Russia, with Ukraine. And the second aspect, economy, of course, we all know we are facing the most difficult financial and economic crisis in the history of the European Union, and external relations, situation in Gaza, nothing to explain. So I would like to say that we really were very precise in targeting our priorities.
What would you say, however, about the reaction of the Czech EU presidency to Gaza, one of the first big crises that came up? The sort of view, it seemed, in the international press was that could have maybe been managed better.
Well, the situation is extremely difficult, and we all know that there is a crisis for many decades, and nobody could expect a prompt solution. It would be not realistic. I mean, it was very important that the Czech presidency, together with the Council and with the Commissioner Benita Ferrero-Waldner, went immediately to the spot and checked the situation on the spot, which, I mean, was crucial, and nobody could expect really a prompt solution. It would be not realistic.
What about the EU Spring Summit is just finished. How do you think that went for the Czechs? It was chaired, obviously, by Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek.
This summit was really very good summit. It was a real success. And I am really persuaded that the role of our Prime Minister, Mr. Topolánek, that was chairing the European Council, enabled it as well, because he was chairing the Council in very, very strong way, but he always gave sufficient place and space for everybody to express his views, and he gave a lot of energy in chairing it. I mean there was a clear outcome. And again, we touched all three E's. We discussed energy, we discussed economy, and we discussed external relations.
Have you been surprised? You said that you had a deal of experience with the European Union before having worked at the Czech Agriculture Ministry. Now that you're sort of working on this side of things and not the Czech side of things, have you been surprised by some facets of the European Union which you didn't see before you came here?
I would say that it confirmed my former feeling or understanding of the cooperation, that at first it depends a lot of personal relations, but I mean there is a goodwill to find a way out. And this was confirmed also now in this role of the Czech presidency.
You say that it depends a lot on personal relations. As someone who really sort of works a great deal behind the scenes here, how much of the decision-making would you say takes place behind the scenes?
Sometimes it's discussed, prepared, explained and understood. It is necessary. There are that many decisions, that many legal proposals or financial volumes to be agreed, approved. It's necessary to explain it also in the couloirs. And then during the meeting, the roles are more clear, more familiar, but the main decisions are taken in the regular meetings.
Before the Czech EU presidency, you came out and said that there were aspects of the French EU presidency that were not making it all that easy to for the Czechs to sort of prepare. Would you say in the end that the French sort of did cooperate well with the Czechs in the run-up to the EU presidency? And how are those two countries' relations within the EU currently?
I mean, the relations are very good. One could not always comment on every piece of information that appears in the media. We never can complain on the cooperation both with France and Sweden. And the cooperation in Sweden with Sweden is very close, I would say. And now we discussed our common priorities, our common steps. And I mean, there will be also a smooth giving our role to Sweden in 3 months' term.
Okay, and one last question. How do you hope the Czech EU presidency is remembered? Or for what do you hope the Czech EU presidency is remembered?
I mean, resolving the gas crisis will be really, really accepted as a very positive step. Second, Entropa will be probably mentioned, and I hope we will be mentioned as honest broker.